Blog Talk Radio.
Chilly today, but because the sun was out, when the sun was out, it wasn't that bad. You know, we bundled my mother up. She looked like she was in a cocoon. And then we get outside, and she's like, it's not that cold out. Well, I'm like, yeah, well, besides the fact that you have 15 layers of clothes on. But, you know, I mean, it was pretty good. But then when the sun went down, it was a bit of a chill. Where we have to take my mother sometimes, it's over near the water, and it's always a little colder over near the water, but she's doing good. You know, it's like every week we go to a doctor. It's like I'm so sick of seeing people in white coats. You know, I used to enjoy seeing people in white coats because he used to be the good humor man. But now I don't like them. But I'm gonna put the guys on. We got Adam. We got Carlo on standby. Hello, Adam. Hello, Carlo. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hello. Hello, I'm doing this. I haven't talked to you guys all week. My God, everybody's like, just you know, your life consumes you. Like, you don't even find time to talk to anybody. And then when you do, it's like, I wanted to call you, but it was 9:30, and I said, nah, no, they go to bed early. I was like, but
it's been such a crazy week with work and everything. It's been crazy.
Yeah, I know. You guys go to bed early and get up early, so I don't. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, I know I'll touch ground with you before the week's up. You know that I do
yep.
know. But how's everything going in your world?
Good.
Nothing new and exciting.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the same here, you know. Except, you know, not new and exciting and not happy, but my Uncle Jimmy, my mother's brother, is dying. And, you know, he's such a wonderful uncle. And they took him out of the hospital and put him back in a nursing hospital because they can't do nothing for him, and he's pretty much in a coma. And, he had dementia, and, you know, it's just, he was a wonderful uncle, and he's a strong man, but if you don't have a quality of life, and if you're living in a coma, and he was dementia where he didn't even know people, what's the sense? You know what I mean? Do you want him to stay alive just to have the body there so you can look at it, or, you know what I mean? It's he's 82, and you know, I mean, I'm glad that he made it to 82, because his father died at 66 from terminal cancer, and his mother died at 76 from heart problem. So, you know, and that's, you know, like I said, that's the hard part. But he was wonderful. He's a wonderful uncle. He is. He's funny and everything else, so I'm hoping, I'm wishing him the best. But like I said, you know, what if he opens his eyes, what is he going to be, you know?
It sucks when you have dementia. You don't know who anybody is.
Oh, he didn't. My aunt went there every week and pushed him around in the wheelchair. She said he would just talk, but she said it was funny because, like, he remembered things from the past. Like, he would just talk about his past life, but he doesn't remember anybody from the future. Like his kids, he has four kids and a bunch of grandchildren and stuff. Like he didn't remember them. You know, and like my mother doesn't have, she forgets a little, you know, she did have a mini stroke too, but she's smart as a whip about things, and she remembers things that you wouldn't believe what she remembers, and she's 80, you know what I mean? So, and she's going through what she's going through, and I find that so amazing how she knows so much about, you know, life and past, like she remembers from the past, and pretty good, because after her stroke, she didn't even remember what streets to turn down at some, you know, it's a little vague, like, don't we go there? And now she's like, how come you don't go that way? How come you don't? And I'm like, oh, God, too bad. That's the way she, like, we were coming home today, and we were down around your area. We went to, after we went to Kumanin, we went to New China Buffet. And we went past, and I said, that's where we're calling out, that's their place. And then we went, on the way home, we went to Noodle Plain. I went, and I made a right, and I went straight down. And she wanted to know how come I didn't go, like a certain, this other way. And I'm like, no, I find this easier. Like, she knows, she remembers, you know, like, but she's doing pretty good. She's hanging in there.
They remember different things.
She remembers a lot. And she's eating
like
a pig.
The problem is the short term is what's lost, but the long term is stronger.
Yeah, the long term is like, yeah, you're totally right about the short term thing, because I will tell her, you know, you got to be ready, because she dresses herself. And I'm like, you got to be ready at 1. Then she asks me again later on, what time do I got to be ready? At 1.
Right.
And I'm like, write it down. I'm going to put it on a recording.
But that's what happens with dementia. They short-term go, but their long-term lasts.
My mother doesn't have dementia, thank God.
No,
but
it's just strange how the mind works when you get older. You remember things from the past, but you don't remember if you took the pill or not.
Yeah, you should say that too, and stuff. But she remembers things more than I do. Like, I was supposed to bring down some batteries. I was supposed to bring down don't forget the battery. I'm like, okay. And I go down, and I'm like, you got the batteries? I'm like, oh my God, I forgot. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I got dementia.
you just got a lot of things on your mind.
Yeah, I do, because like my mother, it's like I gotta go somewhere tomorrow during the morning to appointment thing. I gotta call up my mother for the PET scan. The PET scan is right near where the Kumanin is. So I said to them, my daughter and my mother, before we leave, I gotta go next door and get the appointment for the PET scan. All right. I'm all the way down there, New China, and said, oh, my God, I forgot to go to... I was like, and make an appointment for the PET scan. But I have their number. I can call them tomorrow. You know, it's like the things I forget is really... It's really bad.
You need Chicolopia.
I don't know. I think I need like a good shot of tequila and to be calm for a while. I do need some mess. Hopefully I'll get some rest. Go ahead.
I had a nice day today.
You did? I always like to hear that stuff. What'd you do?
Call, should I tell her?
No.
All right, we'll tell you in. We'll tell you when we get together.
You can't tell me?
Well, remember that case put against the former police?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
They called him up and they settled. And
good. That's good. I'm glad that you did that and that you know. Hey, listen, you know, I mean, what's right is right.
Yeah.
You know, so congratulations.
report. That's
I'm
why.
Good to hear, I'm happy to hear that. You know.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah. I just don't want to say
well, yeah. Yeah. Hey, at least some things work out for the good.
We'll tell you when we get together.
You know, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it was the same old, nothing spectacular. But, you know, like I said, as long as my mother's healthy and things, are, you know, I'm okay. I'm catching up with the bills because I've had the bill problem. You know, and then we go to Coomer and they tell me, oh, well, when you had Elder Plan, because my mother had Elder Plan, she was supposed to be paying $23.59. I said, why $23.59? Why 59 cents? I mean, huh? And I said, and that's, my mother goes weekly, so you're talking about $100 pretty much roughly a month. I said, and how is this elderly person supposed to be paying that? And, but, you know, they know me and stuff, so they're going to try to, they're going to put it towards a board thing or whatever, and now we just have to pay $5 a month. Which I could deal with the $5 a month, but I'm like, any more people tell me I owe or my mother owes, I'm going to scream because it's just like, if you're elderly, it's like you have no right. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like when there was a bunch of snow last year from the snowstorm, I asked, you know, if so, I called the 311 and I said, do you have a program for the handicapped or the elderly to, like, come do their snow or something? And they're like, nope, not a thing. And I'm like, that's terrible. You know, these people need help.
They don't give a shit.
And they don't give a shit. You know, and the city don't care about the elderly. And
well, stuff. I have a question.
That,
what's worse, Alzheimer's or dementia?
Well, Alzheimer's is a thing that comes from, well, they're both. I mean, they're both basically almost the same. But Alzheimer's is something that could be, you could get it, your kids could get it, it could be generic and stuff. And dementia is more of what you eat through the life, your food choices through your life. Calcium and stuff, so that's, you know, I guess my uncle did not eat right. But who really does? I mean, I think about that, and I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to get dementia? I think I have it now, and I don't eat right, you know? I don't.
What's your name?
And
what's my name? What? Who?
Did I put on underwear today? Oh, yeah, I did, you know. That kind of, you know. But,
your bra?
Yeah, you know, well, that's sort of like you could tell because one's out there and one isn't, you know what I mean? If I don't have my bra, it's like, you know, are you flat-chested? Yeah, but, yeah, so they're both basically the same, but the different ways you get it, or, like I said, it's more generic for your family to get Alzheimer's than it is dementia.
Yeah.
Dementia is a choice of food, a choice of life or lifestyle. So, you know, but so then that's just scary. It's like, make sure you eat right, you know?
Yes. I mean, so, what do you think about the Tuesday? You know how Donald Trump won 7 states and Hillary?
Oh, well, Tuesday? What do you mean? Well, what do you think about Chris Christie? They asked him to resign or something.
I hope so, you.
Governor.
As governor?
Yes, he's terrible. They asked him to resign.
Good.
Yeah, what's the difference? He only has this year left. I think it's old. I think it's...
I mean, I don't understand it either because they're saying that he spent more time out of state than in state. And he's supposed to spend so much time.
Okay,
something.
But he's already had like seven and a half years already. What's the difference at this point? Like, really?
Mm-hmm. No, I think he still has another year.
All right, so he made 7 out of 8 years. What's the difference?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and they're not happy with him. You know.
That's all the money you're going to have to do to get rid of him anyway. And then who's your lieutenant governor in there?
I don't know who the lieutenant governor is. They think that the reason because Christie is back in Trump now is because they're trying to get him to be vice president.
That's what I'm
Good
saying.
Good Lord, no. I hate Chris Christie. He is a bully and like a mafia wannabe or something. I can't stand him. He's like
no, I don't think Donald picked him as a vice president.
Well, I don't know. I hope not. I mean, oh my God. He was putting him down one day and the next day he's
kissing his
ass.
But look, Ben Carson resigned. He's no longer running for president.
Who?
The black guy, Ben Carson.
The doctor?
Yep, he resigned.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what? People were like, oh, he's going to be good, he's going to be good. But half the time, he was like, they started making jokes that he's sleeping at the podium and stuff. Like, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He was like a buffoon.
They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Oh, God, he was more like, oh, well, what's your problem in the state? You have what? You have an ingrown toenail. I can help you. You know, I mean, really, what was he gonna do? He was really stupid. But sorry. Did you hear when they both were being called out for the debate and they couldn't hear the guy and they both stand? Didn't make Trump look too good because he was one of them. But he might win for Republican and Hillary. They say it's going to be a Hillary Trump.
I have a feeling it's going to be a Hillary Trump ticket, like Trump.
Yes,
for the
a Hillary Trump war. Yes.
Right. Who the winner
one,
is going to be? I don't know.
One worse than the other, but. Let's face it, we don't have very good people running this year. My daughter wants to vote for that stupid old man.
Ew. He's going to be dead in a heartbeat. You see his wife, she's so damn ugly. Oh, my God. That's all you need. Ugh.
Well, if I started voting for where they look, nobody would get my vote.
No, at least, you know, at least Michelle Obama was pretty. And Laura Bush, I'll give her credit. She was a nice woman compared to everybody else. And Hillary, which
well,
was with
Barbara
Bill
Bush, wasn't. Barbara
now,
Bush looked
how
like
Barbara Bush.
She looked like Bush's dad.
Bush.
She should have been hiding a bush. Oh.
She had a bush. She had a bush.
A white one. But
a web.
Why? I don't know their sex life, man. She might have been swinging from chandeliers. You never know. It's always them strange looking whatever. What?
Well, but, like someone said years ago, when Obama first ran, Hillary was going to win the next time. And I think Hillary will win. Because I think it's rigged by the government. I think the government rigs the whole damn thing, so our votes don't even count. So why even bother voting?
You know, my aunt's, you know, I really was a little disturbed with my aunt. My aunt's a Republican, I'm not, right? But I vote for who I feel that is going to do a good job. I don't go by Democrat or Republican. I voted for Republican before. And my aunt, I asked her about where to get Trump. She goes, I don't know. All I know is that I'm voting for a Republican. I'm like, wow, because my aunt's usually very open. And you know, like, and I can't believe, but they have money. And people with money vote Republican because they do more for the rich. Democrat is for your lower class or up, like, or just, I mean, they don't even have really, I can't even say upper class because they're not upper class, but they don't even have a, it's mostly lower class now. We don't really have a what you call, why can't
middle
I think?
Middle
class,
middle
thank
class.
You. Yeah, we don't really have a middle class because it's either, you know, you. If you have a partner, and I don't mean like gay partner, I mean if you're just husband and wife or whatever partner, and the both of you have to work, then you are not middle class. Because middle class is just one stays home and one stays home and takes care of the kids. You're a step down from middle class. You might not be in the poor range, but you're not in the rich range.
But in today's society, no one could. You can't live off of one salary anymore.
No, you can't. And middle class is like a one salary, buys a home, feeds the family, goes on vacation, the white picket fence with the two children or whatever. And that's middle class. But middle class don't really exist. Nobody can be middle class anymore.
Nah.
You know, so... It really, it's horrible. It really is horrible. But, you know, the amount of money you have to bring in per month just to survive, I mean, that's disgusting. It's disgusting. And that's why I was annoyed with them wanting $100 off my mother just to come into Coumadin every week, which, you know what I mean? That's a lot for an elderly that's only got a certain amount of Social Security being given to her. You know, it's taken away from, that's almost $100. You know, it's not like it's like $5, it's like $20.
It's sad how they treat us. And this is not what America was supposed to be.
It gets worse when you get older. When you
did you read
up
on Yahoo, there was a question, I don't know if Hillary said this towards someone, but Hillary Quicklin to black woman's question, why don't you go run for something then? I don't know what that meant. Let me see.
What was the question?
She continues to dominate among black woman voters, Hillary Clinton, at the polls, but her individual exchanges with them keep making headlines for all the wrong reasons.
I always felt that, well, before there was Obama, I always felt that they should put a black woman in their cover color and their cover sex. And there you got it. You know.
It was
going to
be good. You know, let's see.
I mean,
he did Osama bin Laden. He did, you know, I guess, you know, the worst thing was the Obamacare.
It's horrible. The ripoff of people. But you know what? Hillary, they say Hillary's got her own thing too for health care. But, it's just terrible that in all this, now I just feel that they're just picking people like they put in Obama. I think they're just trying different, because men's been doing it for years and years and years, and it still hasn't gotten, you know, right. It still hasn't found the person. So now they're going, well, put a guy in there, put a black guy in there, because maybe the black guy will make a difference. Now they're going to go, put a woman in there, because maybe the woman will make. Now they're just trying out anything. You know, the next thing you know, it's going to be, you see them Siamese twins, put them in, because two heads are better than one. Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe two heads will be better than one.
Donald Trump is having an argument with Mitt Romney, that's for sure. I don't know what you said, though.
Oh, but you know what? Well, Mitt Romney was saying that Donald Trump was saying that a woman being a president is not good because she gets PMS in her period and that she has to take time out. And he was just like tearing a woman apart. And Romney made a remark about how a man could do that to a woman. That's what I was hearing today on the news and stuff. And how how he hits below the belt. And you know what? He does hit below the belt. And he hits his own people below the belt. And I don't think that that is a positive thing to me. You don't,
well,
you know, you don't hit below the belt. You just don't,
yeah,
especially your own people in your
but
own country.
This is why I know it's Hillary versus Trump, but I don't think Trump may not win because now his stupid son has been, he's been a parent with a white supremacist on a radio show. Nice.
Oh, yeah, but so, but Trump was friends with the KKK.
I know,
nothing
really.
New.
Nothing.
You know, that's a, but I got to tell you, I feel that if Trump becomes president, I feel it's going to be sort of a Hitler deal in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and Hitler was never a good outcome. You know,
no.
And the country's going to turn against each other.
I would think she'll be listening to her husband.
Okay, maybe there's some things he's saying that people want to say, all right? But there are some things he should just shut his mouth on. And he ain't, and he's going to wind up getting his, even my mother, she's 80 years old. She said, if Trump gets in, he's going to get us in trouble. And I said,
Charlie,
well, we kind of are in trouble, this country, but there's going to be countries that are going to want to rip us up because he's going to be insulting them. He doesn't have a filter. You cannot be a president without a filter. You have to have some coots and some class. And to me, you know, you could get things done. He could have said everything that he said in a different way, in a more, I don't want to say political way, but in a more way that is not going to sit there and make it sound as bad as it does.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't. You know, he doesn't fluff nothing. And you know what? Sometimes you have to fluff. Sometimes you do. And because that just makes him look like a bigot racist. And who wants a bigot racist for a president? That's embarrassing that he can't move beyond that. You know, like he thinks that he's the only race or whatever nationality he is. What, next day everybody's going to have to be what he is or they're going to have to get out of the country? I mean, a black girl said to me once, if he becomes president, he's going to make us slaves again. That's what she said. And
we're going to have to kill him.
That's disgusting. Well, I don't think he will last long. I, you know,
I,
he's got children.
I think
he'll
take his ass out.
You know, and I fear that, you know.
It's
well, kick his ass. Well, they can't kick his ass out.
They'll kill him,
yeah.
But that's. But
no other
this.
Country's going to want him. Where would he go?
I know.
He'd have to be swimming around in the Atlantic Ocean for the rest of his life.
Cool.
Trump, he goes to kick his ass out. Kick him where? Nobody's going to want him.
Put him in the island of nowhere.
He owns half of it.
I was just going to say, he's
going
to have to go live in one of his islands that he owns.
Let's go off for a second. But I am glad they renewed on Netflix Fuller House for a second season.
Yes, they did. And Stephanie is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, yes, and I heard they may ask one of the Olsen twins to return.
Well, if she, you know, I'm really disturbed with the Olsen twins because, you know, they got all their fame and fortune and shit from Full House
the show.
And the fair. That's where it started, and the fans, and they should do it for the fans. Not for the money, not for anybody. They should do it for the fans that supported them through the life and bought their videos and made them billionaires and buy their clothes and so on and so forth. That's what they should be doing it for. And the fans want to see it. But let me tell you, a lot of people told me that the critics and shit ripped that show apart. And
but
a lot of fans said they were disappointed.
They did very well, though. Well, a lot of people were saying that. I read online, a lot of people said too much dancing in there between them. And you know when Candace did that move with on that wrestler? You know, she actually supposedly didn't use a stunt double. That was really her. That's what she
Get
said.
Get out of here.
Yeah, she said that
That's
wasn't a stunt double. That was me. I trained to do that. I was like, Ugh.
She could have. She's in shape.
Yeah. So you never know. She said she didn't use a stunt double, which is good. You know, you're being honest. So, but I mean, it is a good show, funny show. You know, I mean, it's not like the original, but it's funnier than how they grew up. You know, and they've been close ever since. But hopefully now one of the Olsen twins will come back.
I find it amusing. I don't understand why they can't take a few minutes out of their life to go and make an appearance. You know, it costs them, what, one day it's something? Well, what's the big deal? Why are they making a big deal out of this? They don't like the people? I thought they all got along.
They do.
You know?
I guess because of fashion. And Ashley, Mary-Kate hasn't been in the limelight, you know, as an actress since she was 17. So maybe
that's why.
But the other one would do it. Ashley would do it.
The sister.
Yeah. But they said if they don't get any both of them, you should go after the other sister, Elizabeth Olsen, who looks just like them. I said, well, she did say, and her agent said, no, she's not going to do that to her sisters. So she's not going to join
the
show.
Isn't it Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Yeah, Michelle, Tana.
Well, no, Mary-Kate and Ashley
Olsen.
But, thank you. But, yeah, Mary-Kate, though, used to be the one that they picked the most when they were doing the show. They said that she... No, they said that they mostly used Mary-Kate, but they did use... The other one didn't... She wasn't as... I remember that a long time ago, they saying that about... because they do look alike, but there's a little difference, but... it's supposed to be a time saver that she's only supposed to do so much time, and when Mary-Kate's time went over, then they brought in the sister. But you know, but they were doing movies for a long time when they were young, and they were being, maybe it was like they felt that they were abused as a child and didn't really get to live a childhood, you know. So maybe they're sour on it now.
But still, that money is what made you a fortune. So.
Yeah, I mean, the fans did. You know what I mean? They should do it for the fans. Not, you know, they don't need the money, so do it for the fans. Oh, we don't need the money, so we don't need to do this? No, you need to do it for the fans. You know, and more people should put a complaint about that to them. Go, I bet you they have a Facebook or something. They should put it on there.
I think one of the Olsen twins said, if I'm right, if it does get picked up for the second season, they may think about doing it.
Yeah, hopefully, I remember you saying something about that.
I think one of them would do it. I think, you know, it's time for them to just put their difference aside and just come back. Because everyone wants to see them, you know? Because they keep making reference to them on the show, so...
Yeah, but some of it...
So it's like 22 episodes. So be
some
easier.
Of it is like smart-ass references, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, when Kimmy's daughter said, oh, I get my clothes from Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I know. It's talking about them being billionaires or something.
Yeah.
See, I just went on to Facebook. Excuse me, who was that? And I got about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. I put like, continue reading. Oh, this is about them. Didn't one of their sisters that is famous now was going to substitute for them?
Well, it was supposed to be John Stamos wanted Elizabeth Olsen, who's the younger sister. But
she
told her agent, and the agent said, no, she'll never do that to her sisters. So, turned out to be no.
Well, it's almost like the sisters are like, I don't ever want to see them people again. Thing. I mean, what happened between them?
I think it was Ashley Olsen or Mary-Kate that was in the city 2 weeks ago with Bob Saget. So, you know, maybe because he said that he was in a few interviews saying that if it does get picked up, they're thinking about doing it again, you know? So, we'll see what happens, because they don't know who's going to be on for the second season. Hopefully all of them again. I mean, they are funny.
The only thing I think is, did you wind up watching the whole season?
No, we didn't finish watching it. We're still up to number 8. Well, 9. We didn't do 9 yet.
Well, you should. I watched it all. I watched it all.
And what you thought?
You know, I think it's amusing. I do. You know, I don't think that DJ's part is that great. I think Kimmy Gibbler's part is much better.
She's funny.
She's like the main thing of the show. I think the little boy is hysterical.
And the girl that plays daughter, she's funny.
She's okay. Somebody said she's snooty. And
but she's able to act just like Kimmy, you know. She had to be portrayed as a funny, wise ass like Kimmy.
Well, she's smarter than Kimmy. Kimmy Gibbler was considered like stupid.
Yeah.
Like dumb.
That guy that plays her ex husband should be off the show. I think he's stupid.
Oh, he's okay. And I think that Daphne is got a pretty good role.
Yeah,
you
but
know.
You know what? Now the topics, a lot of people saying, oh, how she can't conceive a child. You know, it was sad.
Yeah.
Well, you got to talk about today's world, what's going on. You can't just, you know, think everything's okay. Everyone's going to have kids. You know, you got to, and plus, the two producers of the show who were the original producers, they said they didn't want Stephanie to have kids on the show.
Why?
Because they wanted one without kids and enjoy their life, and, that's what she's doing.
Yeah, she's supposedly getting a singing career or something like that.
Yeah.
She can't really
her voice singing. So.
She sings all right, yeah. I mean, you know. But she's going to be on the other side.
She never sang on a show before. And then when she sang that one episode,
when they did a award show for their father, they sang. And DJ sang. Remember DJ sang and pushing Michelle in the supermarket wagon? And she was, like, skipping around and singing.
Yeah, but
Jesse was. Well, Jesse used to have them up at the microphone singing, remember?
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse. But that's about it. They're not, you know, they wasn't. But, I think it's cute, but I don't like the watch every episode at once type. I liked watching it, but you know what? They're going to make a whole series, and then everybody's going to binge, and then they're going to be done, and then they're going to take another how many months or whatever to make another series. I mean, they should put them one at a time up, once a week, for 13 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... well, you can go on anytime you want. If you want to go on... watch the rest of them. You're welcome to it. You know, but yeah, it went fast. I think it's only 12.
13.
Oh, it was 13. I know it went.
13
maybe. Yeah, but anyway, so. So what's going on with you guys? What have you been doing with yourself other than working? Has anybody... did you get the thing from Marissa for the bowling thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put not going because...
Isn't that
good? Yeah, I don't know. I know on May 22nd I have something to do. I don't exactly remember what it is. And
are you losing it, lady?
Well, yeah, a long time ago.
We know.
That's a Saturday. The 21st is a Saturday. Oh, I don't know. I have to see, but I know May 22nd is something. What the hell is May 22nd? Well, it's far away. I don't know.
Oh,
I know, it's terrible.
Cicalopia. Whatever they call it.
My dementia's kicking in.
Don't worry.
Well, East is March 27th or something, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You're correct.
In March.
The end of this month.
Can't believe it in March.
I can't believe next week is going to be, next month is going to be 68 degrees.
Yep.
I know.
Spring is here.
It's spooky.
It's that spooky.
Oh, May 23rd is Veterans.
That's Veterans Day.
What is it? Well, we still got St. Patty's Day, which we don't even know what we're doing then. Oh, that's right. I got to go look at the old Bermuda Inn to see what they're doing for St. Patty's Day.
That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, but the weekend they do something. I know that the 12th or 11th. Excuse me. All of a sudden I got dry throat.
That's the old say.
Let's see, for Chinese New Year's, what year are you guys? What year are you?
What do you mean?
What year were you born?
76.
71.
76. Oh, and I'm a dog. That's not nice.
Woof. I knew you were a dog.
I like being a dog.
What am I?
I can get pet. One second. I can get pet. That would be kind of nice. People used to pet me when I had my real long hair. They used to pet me. I was like, I'm not a dog, damn it. I had to get a magnifying glass because it's on the wall. 71 and 76. I'm looking. You're, oh God, Carlo, I'm sorry. You're a pig.
It's nice to say.
That's what he is on the calendar of 1959, 71, 83, 95, 2007, 2000.
What am I?
If he's
a pig, what am I?
Well, I'm a dog, he's a pig. With some great animals.
I knew you were a bitch.
what does the pig mean?
I'm looking for Adam. He is. You said 76?
Yes.
Yes.
You are a dragon.
Yes. I'm a dragon that can eat.
He's gonna eat me and Carlo.
Food.
It says, Carlo, you're shy, but short-tempered. Oh God.
He's really tempered.
Affectionate, kind to loved ones. You're impulsive and honest. There's a crease behind. You're most compatible with sheep and a rabbit. Stay clear of other pigs. That's funny as hell.
Where you get this shit?
Okay. Oh my god.
And what's a dragon?
A dragon. A what?
What's the dragon?
It says you're exceedable with complex life. Oh, God, stubborn on outside, soft-hearted inside. A born leader. you're compatible with a monkey and a rat. Beware of dogs. Hey! A dog. Honest and loyal leader. Of men, generous. Hey! But stubborn.
These horses.
Ah! I gotta stay away from horse and tigers.
Oh my!
Oh, wait, horse and tigers. Wait, horse and tigers are friendly, but watch out for dragons.
Watch out for me. Told you.
Well, I was telling you to stay away from the dog anyway. That's funny. Yeah, but stay away from other pigs.
Oink, oink, oink.
Usually the pigs are the interesting ones. I know. That's the New Year calendar for, Chinese New Year calendar. I'm going to go up to some Chinese person and go, are you a pig? They probably karate chop me and walk away. I'll be like, oh my God, this is actually about the calendar, goddammit. What's wrong with you? You pig.
Oink, oink, oink.
Oh, monkey, actually, a monkey. But, well, sheep, you know what happens with sheep. But they use sheep for, there's a snake, too. I've dated some of them. And the rat. I'd rather be the dog than the rat and the snake. All of a sudden, I got, like, wheezing. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, God. You make me hungry with the goddamn chip bag or whatever you were eating. I went to All You Can Eat, and it was basically, like, Chinese, so you know I'm hungry now.
That was my popcorn bag from my travel home.
Oh, okay. But didn't you eat yet?
Yeah, I did, but I was cleaning out my bag.
Oh, dessert, okay.
And that was the rest of the popcorn bag.
But, thankfully he wasn't choking. Listen, we went to the new China buffet, and we went to the lunch because it was before 3:30. You can this lunch, and it was me, my daughter, and my mother, and I had a 10% off coupon.
Wait a minute, hold on. You haven't eaten since 3 o'clock, and you're wondering why you're hungry?
Yeah, we really haven't eaten since 3 o'clock, and that's all we ate all day too. And I had a 10% off coupon. And the bill was only $25 for three people. I know. I said, we're going to come here all the time and eat now.
Where's the China buffet?
The old Grand City where the Kmart is. China buffet has been there forever, and it was one of the best all-you-can-eats on the island. Now I don't think so great in the dessert thing, the cookies and stuff. They're horrible. I almost threw up eating the chocolate chips. My daughter had the red velvet and was like, ew, disgusting. Do you think it's still all disgusting? And then I had the cookie and I was like, ugh. What's with the desserts? But the sushi and stuff is not bad. But the food is not bad. The food is good. But all you can eat, and I have some coupons and stuff for like over $35 or something. Yeah, it's not bad. The dinner thing is like $15, $16 or something with tax. So that's not cheap. But I have coupons for that too. So, but if you ever want to go there, I'll take you. You know, they had like a lobster bisque, but it really wasn't a lobster bisque. It looked like lobster bisque, but it was runny, and it said seafood bisque. And then when I had it, it was kind of spicy. So I wasn't really into it. But they had lots of chicken, Adam. Lots and lots of chicken things, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And sweet and sour chicken and all that. But and they had pork and they had beef with the broccoli and cauliflower and all that stuff. So if you ever want to go there. But, and, you know, but I can't, you know, I told my mother, we have to cut back on going because we go out like maybe once a week after we get done with the doctor. But we've been doing like a Chili's that's not too much money and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just can't afford to do that every week. But this was a good deal, so it was like, well, now we're going to do that every time. I'm down that way. Why not? You know, just a little
until you get
down.
Until you get sick of the Chinese.
I mean, sometimes they had eggplant rollatini, which was not bad.
And a Chinese
and pizza.
Buffet had eggplant rollatini.
Oh yeah, they have a great American, and their pizza looked delish with all that cheese on it. I didn't have a piece. And they have macaroni and cheese, mashed potato, gravy. They have all that there.
At a Chinese buffet?
Yes. And I got my crab rougon.
Ragoon.
Which they make it the way I like it. Because they're like the first place I ever tasted that.
Yeah.
You know, but, it's pretty good. It's not bad. Anyways, my God, I hope I ain't getting sick.
How
all of a sudden,
sick?
I feel sick. I could just sit here and get sick, kidding? I was at the Nylet. I got flushed today for my port, and I was there Coumadin, my mom. I was around people who were sick, and then I was like, me and my daughter were like, why do these people all have masks on? Because a lot of the workers had masks on, and it started, then my daughter got a mask for my mother, you know, because it was like, why, you know, but usually it takes 3 days coming, 3 days with you, 3 days going, so, I don't know, Debbie has bronchitis.
Oh my God, and now her husband's sick. Going to the doctor.
Yes, and her daughter, too.
Wait a minute, we know Linda's birthday is Saturday.
I know. We were supposed to do something on the 2nd at where they work. I was supposed to go and celebrate her birthday. But they couldn't because Debbie's been sick and stuff, and she's supposed to get the cake and stuff. And they're supposed to do something at their father. So they said Monday. So, and then Debbie's birthday is the 12th, and then they're, you know. So I said, you know, won't you guys just do the both of their birthdays together? Because, you know, what they do is they get a cake and then they get two cupcakes and they blow out the cupcakes and then they split the cake among people. You know, so they said, okay, we'll do that.
Did
so Muhammad's buying the cake.
Did they ever find out what was wrong with Debbie's daughter?
I know she had a bunch of tests out of stuff. I don't know. I know she went back to work. I know that supposedly Melissa has bronchitis too. All of them.
I know.
You know, how
I
can you not?
I know.
I seen that you wrote something to her. I really have to call her up because I haven't called her since, or talked to her since,
oh, my God, I'm sorry you're going through so much. I hope everybody gets better soon.
Yeah, since Tuesday, I haven't talked to her. So I really should.
Crazy. But it just shows you how fast you can get sick.
Oh, yeah. You know. You know, that's the flowers that were sent. Oh, they're kind of pretty. Yeah, she took different angles of them. Okay, came with a balloon too. Oh, that's what you call it.
Yeah.
Her she was so mad because her doctor that she worked for, Debbie's daughter, came in, bought flowers at the downstairs thing at the hospital, the store, and they were beautiful roses with the balloon and everything. And he gave them to her, and he acted really concerned and so on and so forth. And she was so happy with them. And then, like, 2 days later, he was like, so what are you getting out of the hospital? Can you come in to work tomorrow for half a day?
Some
and
balls.
She flipped out. And she went and she signed herself out. And she went and gave the flowers to somebody in the hospital. She didn't even want the flowers from the doctor. And now she's looking to get out. And she's so pissed.
I would.
You know, and you know what? With his money, why are you buying a flower? And this is what I said to Debbie too. Why are you buying a flower arrangement thing down in the stupid little hospital store? When you should be, with your money, you should be giving her a $60, $70 flower piece from the whole office, something really beautiful. There are roses, and they were very pretty. But, well, you know, you just have to think about her on the way up, so you might as well bring something. You know, but he basically, all he cares about is his business and work. And does he really care about his employees? You know, they don't even know what she has or what she got or whatever. She was dehydrated and stuff, but that's how you care about your workers? You know? Mm. So she's very annoyed, to say the least. And I don't blame her. I don't blame her. But that's, the, you know, that's
but that's
today. That's
but that's how people are, though, today.
It's all money. It's everything is just
the dollar. Everything has a dollar sign.
Right. That's how we all function. I was telling my aunt about this world and this country, and how we don't stand up for each other, and how we don't stand up towards. You know, I said it's run like Hitler's now, and it's like. We don't debate anything. We don't fight anything. We don't boycott anything. We just bend over, basically. Well, and I'm kind of tired of it. I wish now everybody's working and don't have time to even, you know, fight. They just like, oh, whatever. Just let them do whatever. You can't let them do whatever. They're destroying us. They're making us look like fools. We're just going with everything that they put out there and allowing it. It's not cool. It's not right. You know?
Right.
So, you know, people got to form balls again, and they got to protest again, and they got to demand things again, because you're letting the animals run the world. These people are terrible. They're thieves. They steal from us. And then they tell us what to do. You know, it's the same thing with the Sylvester Stallone thing about he makes millions and millions of dollars, but when he goes to the New York Comic Con, he asks his fans for $400 for a photo and an autograph. Are you kidding me? You know, if it wasn't for us paying tickets out to go to your movies and this and that, you'll be nothing. We're your bosses. And why are we paying $400 for an autograph and the picture, when you make $1 million still, he was up for an Academy Award, you know, and to ask his fans for $400 for a picture and an autograph, for $400 you got to be doing a lot more than that, baby. He's going to have to drop trowel for that much money. I'm telling you. I think it's crazy, and people go, okay, you want $400 here. I just only had to work a month and a half for it, but you can have it.
Yeah,
you know
well,
what I mean?
Well, getting back to the Oscar thing, like they made a big deal about Chris Rock Well, he was only telling the truth that, you know, people were stupid for fighting, thing about, you know. They said he shouldn't have mentioned it. He didn't do a good job.
Well, the blacks are saying that, not the whites.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he did make a remark about it not being fair and stuff. And you know what? In all honesty, I feel that it should be equal women, equal men, equal color, equal, you know, like different nationalities. Yes, I do believe that it should be all equal and even, you know, to make it fair, all right? If you're going to vote for a color, you're pathetic anyway. But, you know what I mean? And then nobody could bitch about anything. Well, you didn't make it in. You know why you didn't make it in? Because you didn't do a good job that year. That's why you didn't make it in. Not because you're black or white or Chinese or whatever. Because you just didn't, they just didn't feel that you were the one that stood out the most. And
know,
then
the
client will stop, because what else can they do? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, first of all, I think people saying it was, I didn't even know half the people that won. I never even heard of these movies.
I know. That's why it's rigged. It rigs everything.
Like, I didn't even know that Leonardo DiCaprio made a movie that he wrote, that he was in the running for.
Heather, 1 second. Heather Lee. Please keep it down. I'm on air. No, maybe not. Maybe you'll be downstairs. Yeah, I'll shut your door then. Well, she's got the heat on. She can't. My daughter's being awful loud. Yeah, well, the Reverend thing, what was it called? The Reverend? Whatever. That was done.
I heard about it.
There was this big scene with this bear, you know. But, and it doesn't look like a movie I would want to see. Actually, the My Big Fat Greek Wedding is out now. It was coming out Friday or something.
No, it's not coming out until the 25th.
Oh, the 25th? Okay.
The 25th. It's coming out Easter weekend. That's another big movie release.
Yes, that'll be interesting to see because I think all the original people were in it.
Well, yeah, that one I'd want to see. But I didn't even know Leonardo DiCaprio made a movie. And
I'll
even win
Best Actor. I know about that one, and I think I want to see The Room. I think that's The Room.
The Room. Who the hell's The Room?
Room. R-O-O-M. Room.
I know. Who's in The Room? I didn't even have The Room.
I think it's a movie about a person that get kidnapped.
Is it a room about a room? Oh, is that the one with, no.
It's supposed to be
John
a true
Goodman.
Story.
That's one with John Goodman, isn't it? The Room.
No. No, that one looks creepy. Don't it look creepy with John Goodman? I like him, but he's playing in such creepy movies lately. He's playing creepy-ass parts, you know? And when you're so used to him as Dan Tanner. No, not Dan Tanner.
Dan Connor,
thank you.
That looks good, though.
Yeah. You know what? Me and my daughter went down there where the Chinese buffet is, and we went to the Salvation Army store because they have a Salvation Army, a big one, too, right? And they have furniture, and they have a futon couch just like yours. It looks similar to yours. It just popped in my head, I had to tell you. Yeah, and they have a nice lounge. They have a nice rocker, glider and shit there, and a nice lounge chair there. Yeah. Looks practically new. Well, the lounge chair is $127, which it would be cheap because if you've seen it, it's really nice. And the glider is $90, and it's with the footstool that glides, too. It glides all together when your feet, you rock with your feet. It's really nice. Yeah, you know, I would love to get the rocker for my mother. But we always go through. I got a DVD for $4. It's The Man in the Moon. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, but it's a good movie. Reese Witherspoon. Okay, now I'm going to do the... Boom trailer. Yeah, trailer. Now, I think this is about... I'm not going to put on the trailer because it's going to make a noise. It's a true crime situation. See, I like true movies. And it was a fairy tale, a soul survivor. Some with a five-year-old with their son being kidnapped at 5 years old or something. Room is unique, touching. Love between a mother and her child after 5 years. Let me read a little more on it. Click on it. After 5 years. Okay, where's the finish? Oh, dear Lord. Give me some of that food. Adam, have you got any new news or anything? Adam wants news time. So I want to give him his right to have a news break. How captive for years in an enclosed space, a woman...
Are you ready?
And her five-year-old son finally gains... Wait a minute. This is what the room is. Held captive, for years, and in closed space, a woman and her five-year-old son finally gained the freedom to allow the boy to experience the outside world for the first time. That's what the room is. It looks kind of interesting to me. Go ahead, Adam, with the news. Here's
all right,
Adam,
you know,
with the news.
The Ruth, the crazy with the news. All right, did you know that, I don't know what state it was in, but a 16-year-old boy winds up didn't want to go to school, so he shoots his mother, grandmother, his sister, and his 5-year-old nephew, or a 16-year-old nephew. And he's wanted, now they arrest him for homicide, trying to kill, but all three of them are going to be fine. And the grandmother didn't know he had a gun, so therefore he must have been getting bullied in school. That's why he didn't want to go to school. Can you think that shit?
That's the way of the world today.
Also, I saw the coming attractions to the new Ghostbusters. It looks funny.
That's my
totally
daughter told
funny.
Me.
Huh?
My
it comes
daughter
out
told
with
the same thing.
Let's see, what else?
The only thing my daughter didn't like about it, she said she doesn't like the ghosts are all like computers, whatever.
I like what's her name, Melissa McCarthy.
She lost a lot of weight, that girl.
I know, and I think this is what ruined her too. They're saying that, you know, that's why her show Mike and Molly was canceled, because CBS was like, you're not Molly anymore. But you can't hold her against her.
It was canceled. She already made series for that already?
Yeah, Mike and Molly, they canceled it because of her weight. She lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, well, I did say that she got to lose a lot of roles, because that's why they picked her, because people loved, you know, this. I remember when she did that one, Identity, whatever movie, Theft.
Yes.
And she's running, and I would see it in the movies, and she's running and on the expressway, and he's chasing stuff. They were all cracking up because of the way she ran, you know, because she's fat. People are running like they got a kick out of that, which is not nice. You know, I mean, I think that's rude, but what do you want? That's the way people are.
And let's see, other news. Let's see. Hold on. Well, the guy that molested those kids, the subway guy, he's been eating a lot, and now he gained like 30 pounds because he wants to die, and he's getting harassed by all the inmates. Good for them.
Oh, Jarrett.
Yes.
He's eating a lot.
And then there's other news. We, someone thanked President Obama, even though he didn't vote for Obama, because he saved his life with Obamacare. And Sports Authority announced it will shut 140 locations. Who knew? Millions of job losses have China freaking out for a reason that would never occur to anyone in America. Hope they tank. China needs to tank so we make everything here. And President Obama and First Family plan to still call Washington, D.C. home following end of term. And a 22-year-old transgender woman dies after ingesting suicide seeds purchased online for $5. And the mother wrote, "I watch my kid die," because he was, well, she was getting harassed.
It was suicide stuff meant if you want to kill yourself to buy it?
No. Just, you eat these seeds. They're called suicide seeds. And it's a new thing that these kids are doing nowadays.
Yeah, and they kill you.
Yes.
Who is the mean, horrible, disgusting person that would sell that to somebody? They should go to jail.
Yeah, I'll tell you, no one uses their brains anymore. Also, I am pregnant with my affair. Not I'm pregnant. I'm just reading this. I am pregnant with my affair partner's baby. Should I keep it? This is what the lady is saying about her
yes,
partner.
Yes, Adam, keep it.
Oh, shut up. It's not me, you dumbass.
Definitely
and
keep it. I'll watch it.
Maximize your cancer risk, which is, of course, apples, blah, 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 blah.
I've heard that.
I wish we'd get rid of the Kardashians. And
me too.
Yeah, I know. I hate them. We saw an episode
Did you see where Staten Island is getting hit with the world's most car theft? And they're saying that most of it's people's fault because nowadays with all these electronic starters, people are leaving their keys in the car. How stupid are you?
They're retarded.
Staten Island's getting hit with the world's most what?
Staten Island has been, since January, has had the most car theft in all the boroughs reported.
What? Oh, my God. Did they say what kind
and
of cars?
And they're coming to discover that people are leaving their keys in the car. Did you know they have to have that now, that electronic starter where you just push the button?
Well, I have an electronic car. What do you mean, we're starting?
No. You know, you don't need to put the key in the ignition no more because once you're in the car, you just push the button and it starts.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. No, I don't have that kind of car.
And I read this one.
I have a lot on my mind.
At The View host Whoopi Goldberg mocks Mitt Romney over Trump diss. Why am I listening to you? I have no clue. Who wants to listen to anybody?
Oh, Whoopi, yes.
And Governor Christie, New Jersey Governor Christie, says he urged Trump not to leave the Republican Party. I think Christie might be the VP if he's elected.
Who? Oh, God, no.
I know. I don't want him either. I'd rather have freaking Giuliani.
Oh, my God. I'd rather have Bill Cosby.
I think it's going to be Sarah Palin, to tell you the truth.
Ew.
God.
She's Moose. And, of course, Madonna's son doesn't want to come back home from England. He wants to stay with his father. And he has the right to stay there, the judge said.
Oh, what, in London? Well, why? Is Madonna back in the States?
No, Madonna's here, but she wants her son to come home. But he wants to stay with his father. He doesn't like his mother. But she is a bitch. If I had her as a mother, I would not come back either. A stupid tramp.
But are you talking about the black son? The adopted?
No,
she adopted a
Madonna.
She had a real son.
Madonna
didn't adopt
Madonna has a black adopted son.
Yes, she does. She's adopted a few.
She has a couple of adopted kids, she has two. Sure. She has a black one, yes. She only gave birth to two children.
No,
I think
two,
a daughter
and
a son. Yeah, but she has two from adoption before that. And I seen her with her her daughter and the black the kid. He's about 14 now, 15. You know, I mean, I like Madonna. I grew up, Madonna and I are the same age. And look at her, look at me. Don't do no comparing, no, forget it. I like Madonna. Her daughter is a little, her one she gave birth to is a little stuck up, I guess. And she's already, like, doing modeling and wardrobe.
Oh, she's going to be a tramp anyway, just like a mother.
Well, Madonna definitely did sleep her way up.
And now Russia is saying they're not happy with the Iran deal that the U.S. gave them. Nice, really.
Do you know March 18th they're going to have Pee-wee's Big Holiday movie?
Pee-wee Herman? He's alive?
Really?
Yes, I love Pee-wee.
And his little Pee-wee?
You know, it's a shame how Pee-wee got caught playing with his wee-wee.
Of course, the movie theater.
On March 25th, right? My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Batman versus Superman.
That looks just very waste money.
Get a job.
Yeah, half of people need jobs.
Well, that's the name of a new movie. Baskin. I Saw the Light, a musical.
I Saw the Light, too. God said, you got lucky today. And I'm proud.
Born to be Blue, that's a true story.
That's a smart.
These are all the movies that are coming out in the next... I have a whole list. So what's today's date? Today is
the third.
The fourth. London Has Fallen. It's rated R.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down.
It's Zoo...
Zoobilly Zoo?
Zootopia. It's at
Zootopia.
The Other Side of the Door.
Which there ain't no side to the door.
It's a supernatural rated R. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. I might want to see that, you know, Tina Fey, that one.
Yeah.
The Wave is limited in its adventure. That's another one. The Final Project, that's horror. A Boy and the Beast, that's animated. I really don't like animated.
Only depends when Dory comes out, then we got to watch that one. That's with Ellen DeGeneres, that's the voice of the fish.
Nemo.
So, you know, that was a cute cartoon. Even though she didn't remember who it was.
They Will Have the Killers First. That's a documentary. That's pretty good. Me, Him, Her comedy. It's called Me, Him, Her. Night of Cups. It's a musical or music. Road Games. It's a thriller. Trapped. It's a documentary. And I always forget that. Where's the documentary?
I don't know if it's on Staten Island, but they're doing a tribute to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's at St. George. Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do? Use the hologram?
I don't know, but that would be good. St. George, I don't know. Actually, March 11th is Jay Leno, and March 13th is Donny Osmond.
I hate
that
both of them.
Well, I've seen the Osmonds and Donny Osmond many times.
Elizabeth,
so I didn't bother. I don't know if I'll be here anyway. Yeah, but this is a whole list of movies that are coming out. This is a really nice page. It's called Movie Insider. That's pretty cool. I got to keep that. I got to remember that one. Okay. I got to
remember
that.
Remember, you're getting a little Alzheimer's there.
I'm bookmarking it.
Oh, are you sleeping?
No.
Because your neck butting in. Usually you jump in.
Yeah, it's a hard time. You and I usually have our lips flapping. Okay, wait a
minute. We got the biggest mouth in the world. What can you say?
Well, at least it's better than something else on me flapping.
You're so bad. totally bad, Debbie.
Definitely can happen.
Miss Debbie D, he is so bad.
Oh, man, you can click on this site, right? And you can click on for April, May, June, July, and all these movies, and you can click on them and see the Wedding Doll. That's a drama.
Who the hell wants to see the Wedding Doll?
You can see, like, pictures from it and stuff. Wow, in April. It's So Easy and Other Lies. It's music.
Don't you fall in love. I just had to do that.
The Boss, that's a comedy. Hardcore Henry, that's a horror. Before I Wake, another horror. A lot of horror movies coming out.
Let's go watch some horror. Get scared. Pia Pan.
Oh, listen, if I want to get scared and see horror, I'll just watch my life.
Just look in the mirror.
Oh, thank you.
You're
how
welcome.
Nice.
How
nice to you.
I have to look in the mirror too, you know. So I get a horror of that every day.
Well, yeah. Well, every time I want to get frightened, I do look a picture of it that I took of you. And
oh, I know. Tell me about it. I'm not letting.
If I want to be scared, I just look at my checkbook.
That too. Well,
me too.
The cobwebs.
But if I wanted to be fighting at him, I'd just look at you. No, I'm not going to do that.
Just look at me, that's all.
No, not you.
There's worse people to look at.
Somebody related to you.
Look at Donald Trump. He'll turn you to stone.
Donald Trump.
He come in bad, aren't we?
I know, but that piece of floppy hair he has.
That's a damn toupee.
I just want to pick it up and cut it off. No, the sad thing is, it's not a toupee. It's long hair grown from the back. When I used to beauty school, I knew. Long hair, it grows from the back, and they flip it over to the front. And then they do it into a pin curl, like, on the front, to make it look like he has a lot of hair. If you grab that and stand it up straight and snip it, he'd be all bald. His hair is strange.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he makes that fish mouth.
That's crazy.
They always have pictures of his mouth like sour.
I wouldn't want his wife as the first lady. She can't even understand English, for God's sake.
Well, you know, they're trying to pull him apart through his wife, because they were showing pictures of her when she did the nudes.
Yeah, but she's beautiful, so leave her alone. She's not even in this, like.
She is beautiful, and that's not why she should be left alone, but she's also a foreigner. She's not an American, well,
she's
an American citizen now, she is, but, you know, so that's why it's like, how can he put down foreigners when he's married so many of them? Most of his wives, you know, a few of them, you know, had some heavy accents.
Yeah, well, look at Marla Mabel had a big Southern accent. Ivanka had that Yugoslavian accent.
Yes, I know. I mean, he does wind up with foreigners in a lot of cases. So, how much does he really hate foreigners? I mean, how could he even complain
he
about
go on.
That? They came into the country, and, okay, they might have came in legally. They might have... Well, who knows? And they might have came in, you know, and got their green card or whatever.
How with the green card? No more green cards.
But you know, if she becomes the first lady, that they're going to have pictures plastered all over her nude.
Well, they're just going to be jealous. But we know it's still going to go in.
But I don't really care about her being nude as long as Donald Trump isn't nude next to her.
Oh, my God. Blind us. With teeny weeny.
Yeah.
Talk about a fight show.
You'll be surprised. A fight show. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how much money can make your penis look awful big.
Ex Hugh Hefner.
Right. When they got billions, you sit there and go, "Oh my God, you're huge." I never seen anything so big in my life. And meanwhile, you know they're talking about their wallet, not their size of their.
Yeah.
I never seen such a big one. It's so thick.
And it has 100 Benjamins.
It's worth $1 million.
Yeah. You only wished.
Yeah. So, but, like, yeah, let me touch it. Let me count it.
Ew. Yeah.
Let me tell you, at this stage of my life, I don't want anybody now unless they're financially secure. You know, because now when I look at a man, I look at dollar signs. And I don't look at anything else.
I knew you did that.
I can't help it. It's like, you know, right now I just want a peaceful, nice, luxurious life to live. I will do anything that the man wants. Well, almost anything. And I will please him in every way. Give me your credit card. Give me your bank card. Give me
a
checkbook.
Give me a
And I'll be happy and you'll be happy. You know, but Carla was sending to bed, actually both of you, because, it, you know, you got worky, 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 worky.
Yeah.
But we're going to send you to bed because it's a half hour to go. So you might as well, what, 10:30? Yeah. You might as well hit the hay.
Hit the road, Jack.
Hit the hay. Hey.
Good to see you.
he's rerun, whatever.
Yes, you're right. Hey, no, that's
Dwayne. That's
Dwayne, that's
right.
It goes with the
Rerun was the one that used to dance. He was Dwayne.
And you saw that jiggle in Jack. No.
I'm the mother.
No, you're not. You're Shirley from the diner.
Okay,
I'm
Shirley. She died, too.
I know.
God, you know... Rerun died, the mother died, Shirley died.
The mother died, she had stage 4 diabetes.
Here's my thing. Like, they're making a big deal that they didn't honor Abe Vigoda in the memoriam. But didn't he die
I'm upset
20...
about that.
I know, but didn't he die in 2016, though? Wouldn't he be on next year's Oscars? Aren't these the people that died in 15?
Well, usually they do it, though. You know, but maybe they will now that people got pissed off. But I was a little upset about that, too, because Ava Goto, he did movies. He did The Godfather and everything, and he was out there, and he was still working almost up until he died.
Well,
so why
see
not
that George, You saw that George Kennedy died.
Yes, he was, what, 91 or something?
91.
Yeah, he was older than dirt. You know, but... You know, I mean, I liked him. He's, you know. If you ever watch Murder, She Wrote, which my mother watches constantly, my mother should be a pro on murdering by now. And I'm telling you, it's a little spooky. And I know. And I watch it sometimes when I go down there with her. And here I am, you know, I never used to watch that show, but... We're down there talking to her, and the next thing you know, me and my daughter are, like, involved in this show. But they have she has so many old, well, now they're old, actors from back then in there. I mean, wow, she had some list of famous people, George Kennedy, you know. And now we sit there and we go, I wonder if he's dead. I wonder if he's dead. So we're looking him up on the computer. What's his name? I can't remember his name. I wonder if he's... So this is what we do. We sit there with our phone or something with my mother and looking up who's dead and who isn't dead. That's our latest thing. You know, but nothing better to do, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, they're all going,
true. A lot of stars have disappeared.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? Like, they're B stars, a lot of them, that used to just character actors or whatever used to just come on and so like they wasn't as known, but you know, I liked them. I remember their face. I would like to know if they're alive or dead.
Well, I can't believe that Kirk Douglas is still alive.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Well, he even had a stroke.
Yeah, because Michael Douglas took him out to lunch the other day.
Lunch? So did they go to a baby food restaurant?
They went to eat dry food.
I'll here, take the child menu, please. Thank you.
He'll take the slop to go.
He's Gerber's. He's got a jar of Gerber's. Yeah.
Oh, did you see that commercial with the cigarette? When the lady with the feeding tube. Oh, my God.
With the hole in her throat.
Oh, that's smoking? Yeah, that commercial.
Yeah, you know, I smoked it when a woman is, like, pouring liquid into her tube. She has to feed her throat, like, you know.
Well, they're trying to scare people. Now, you know, they'll do the scares, the ones that don't smoke, that don't want to see it.
They should just ban tobacco, use pot.
Do you really want a world on pot?
Well, if it cures cancer like they're saying it does, Big Ant would have been alive today.
Well, when you get a chance, tomorrow, whatever, go look at my page. And go see what I put on there. There is some kind of cancer thing where this medicine latches on to your cancer inside you, the cells, and kills it within that day, so many hours. And it's a new thing. I'm looking for it because I would put it on. And it goes through this whole thing showing you all the chemical, all the things, how it latches on and kills the cells. I can only hope that whatever it is, that it's true and that they're going to okay it to be out there. But, you know, I think cancer, I think it's progressing very quickly. I think there is going to be a cure soon. And I can only hope, because while I'm still alive, I want to be one of them that gets to experience it. You know, the thing with AIDS, I think about here they have AIDS where they can control now and they can keep people alive for many, many years, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm resharing the cancer thing right now, actually. And you know what? All these people, all these famous people, all these people that died from AIDS, if they would have came up with it, then these people will still be alive. That's what I think about. These people like Magic Johnson, so these people will still be alive. And all these people that died from cancer, if they ever do come up with a cure, and I think they're being pressured, so I hope they are. All these people and all these young mothers that had little children that died from cancer, you know, and your family and your mother and my mother and me, you know, all these people, though, that my grandfather that died from cancer, my sister, could have possibly lived if they just happened to live now or when they ever come up with it. You know, I do. I think about all of these people that the Rock Hudson and all these people that died from AIDS. And now they don't have to.
Right.
And I hope that in my mother's lifetime and in my lifetime that, you know, it happens with cancer.
Remember, the U.S. government said, now they came forward and saying that pot does kill the cancer, so, you know.
But some cancer, not every cancer, just like this thing here. It might be for some cancer. They have something that helps breast cancer, but not. It doesn't help, like, pancreatic cancer. Or it doesn't help, you know, other cancers, lung cancer. It helps breast cancer. There's certain medicines and certain things that helps certain cancers. But I heard pot, for me, as a breast cancer person, does not help breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know. So they got to find a thing that, but this thing has a drug that kills, I don't know if you've seen it, or because I did just put it back on my feed. A cancer cell drug that, it's like the Trojan horse thing where it has it all in this thing in DNA.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a moment, take a look at it. It's less than 2 minutes. You know, so take a look at the way they have it and they show you. It's interesting. I hope they can come, you know, that it's true. Anyway, guys, listen, I'm going to let you go night.
Thank you,
sweetie. How nice am I? I'm setting you I'm unlocking everything and setting you free.
I'll call you tomorrow when we get home.
Born free as the wind blows.
Let's hopefully we don't get this snow like they're predicting tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I got something to do in the morning. I hope not. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go to the bowling alley yet. I got to see how the weather is because they've been saying that I haven't gone down there, and I haven't been going down there. So I might stop into the bowling alley tomorrow because I haven't, you know.
Bowl.
No problem.
Well, I don't bowl. I watch.
Yeah,
but they're like, how come
up?
You haven't been coming to the bowling alley? And they're like, what? You know, I said, I've been doing other things. What do you want from my friend Karen's like, can you get together on a Friday night? And I said, Friday nights are kind of hard for me, but I'll let you know when I'm available. Yeah. You know, but, you know, are you guys, what are you booked up for the weekend?
I
know
I wanted to talk to you about Saturday. Because Alicia wanted to get, and she said to me, if she normally knows I go out with you, if you want to come along.
Go where?
Dinner.
What?
Dinner.
Oh, dinner.
We were thinking about going to Gennaro's.
Oh! She ever been to Gennaro's?
Now that I know.
I don't know.
She has to see if the menu, if it's got the special menu.
What special
menu?
I
have to look it up.
No, they don't have it on the week on Friday and Saturday. Remember, it's on Sunday.
Why'd you call? I thought it was Friday. It's just Sunday.
It's Sunday through Thursday.
Oh, you looked it up?
The last time we went, remember? The last time we went, we asked the same thing.
I don't know. I've only been there like 6-7 times, and I don't know. I don't know.
What's
the
command
thing? But, yeah, I'll talk to you.
I'll talk to you tomorrow more about it.
Did I spell that right, Gennaro's?
G-E-N-N-A-R-O. Gennaro.
G-E-N-N.
N-N.
Go slow. Remember, she's losing it.
I never was a speller. So I'm not going to even lie about that.
Gennaro is an Italian name. You should know how to spell it.
Just because the Italian name doesn't know how to spell it. 64% like it. Well, 64% said they like it. Now, I got to go straighten out something when I hang up anyway. I bought these bracelets last night, 6 of them off the internet, and they were really cheap. And I go and look at my email, and they have it 26 times listed about the order.
26 times?
26 times.
They charge you for 26 bracelets?
Well, they better not, because I went in there and I sent the messages and the snaps, and I got to find out if they...
Okay.
No, they billed me 26 times. I got to make sure they didn't bill me 26 times.
Well, yeah, you better get that fixed.
Yeah. I will not be thrilled. so I got to get that taken care of. Listen, have a good night.
Have a good night, honey. And we love you.
We love you.
I love you guys, too.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good night, guys.
Thank you. Bye. I love you.
Bye. we try to touch base with each other at least once a week. I touch base with them more than I do family members, but I'm not as close to family members as I am with my friends. So I know it's a sad thing, but you know what? I trust them more than I trust my family members. You know, well, not one side of the family. The other side of the family I don't trust at all. My father's side of the family is horrible people. My mother's side of the family are great people. And that's my uncle that's passed, that's sick, and I hope, he could come out of whatever, but reality is probably not, and it's sad, and I feel bad for his children, my cousins. But so we're gonna wish my Uncle Jimmy good health and get well, and anybody out there that's ill in your family and your life, I wish them the best and the best of health. And to you. But like always, make sure there's not a lot of snow tomorrow so we can have a wonderful tomorrow.